It's Wednesday, the 22nd of October. That's a lovely morning. Although I just glanced to the west there and it doesn't look so lovely over there. But to the south, the southeast, the sun is heading up. Be a wee while yet before it breaks the skyline. But it's turned those clouds into a lovely shade of pink. Peachy pink. We'll go for peachy pink this morning. But it's an awfully dry and calm morning. The storm has passed. Fortunately, we only got a lot of high winds. Didn't get anything extreme here. And now, it's just calm and dry and leaf-strewn. And I couldn't have believed that my Acer could have been more beautiful than it was the other day there, but it's actually, it is. It's even more beautiful this morning. Trees are mostly bare. I have a wee clump of about 20 leaves, all in one wee patch on my ivy that are refusing to drop off. Must be a protest group protesting about having to jump off a wall every year. So I slept well last night. And had an easy shift getting out of bed again this morning. Got problems with this heel. I'm going to see the doc tomorrow again. Actually, I'm going to the eye clinic in St. John's tomorrow morning. But I'm going to see the doc here, locally, about my heel. It's getting worse and worse. If I get out of bed during the night, I have to walk on the ball of my foot. Can't put weight on it. It's just so painful. There's something untoward going on in there. I have to get it seen to. Apart from that, I'm fine. I'm okay. At this moment in time, I'm recording a live stream from a garden. It's being broadcast. I'm a broadcaster. yeah, of sorts. Now I'm broadcasting live via a live stream to the internet from the garden, from outside my study window. So I thought I'd be clever this morning and let it run while I'm recording my morning thoughts. It's more for my own interest and fun than the fact that anyone else wants to listen to things like this. That's really understandable. It's like family photographs. You know, they're of great interest to the family, or the person that took them at least, and not much interest to others. It's about like relationships. No, it's not relationships. It's about like family affairs, where the issues within your family or life, let's put it this way, in your life, are not so important to others. Case an example, and it happens all the time, and we'll probably all experience it, where you meet someone you know, and you know what they're going to do, because when you meet them, they say, "Oh, hi, how are you this morning?" Now, that's the leading question, you see. Drinking tea. Because you say, "Well, I'm not bad," and before you can go any further, you say, "Oh, you know, this back of mine's is worse. I've been to the docks and my foot's giving me jip, and you know, and oh, this and all that," and away they go, and you get this rant about their life and their health and all their worries. And so, in other words, they weren't interested really in how you felt or how your life was. And we know so many people that are like that. In fact, even if they're not like that, they invariably turn the conversation around. You know, they may let you blow off a bit of steam first and then say, "I know exactly what you mean. When my husband or wife had this, you know, just recently," and blah blah, and off they go. So you get all their stuff. So really, they're only interested in your life to a point, if at all. And there are only a few people I know in my life that are genuine enough not to do that, and I'm one of them. And I'm not boasting, bumming or anything, but when people ask how I am, I always just say, "I'm doing fine, getting there." And I'll ask them, "How are you?" And then they'll tell me about it, and I never turn the conversation around, because how are you going to learn about people? Or how are you going to even prove or show that you really have a genuine interest in them? Or do you want them walking away saying the same, "I've talked to him, but he's always the same, he turns the conversation around," you know? Because we always see it from our side. We never see the fact that we're doing that to everyone. So I just don't do it. And my wife's exactly the same. She'll come home and tell me wee stories. And there's some people we have to avoid, really. That's sad, isn't it? You have to avoid people, but some people you just have to avoid because you know, oh, you're going to be there for half an hour at least, getting all the worries that you got off them 2 days before. And isn't it sad that people aren't, in general, interested in other people's lives? Not genuinely, anyway. Where was I? Oh yeah. People listening to live stream broadcasts of a garden, or people listening to your thoughts, and in particular your worries and your issues. How many people are generally interested? It's a human trait, I know. We seem to think more of ourselves at times, or for others at all times. You can imagine somewhere the postman sneaks in the pathway and slips the letter in the letterbox carefully and quietly so as not to arouse the person behind the door waiting to pounce. Tell them all about their ails and issues. A bit like being a hairdresser. "How are you this morning, John, while I cut your hair?" "Oh, let me tell you about, oh my God." Ah, well, again, human nature. It was a nice morning. The calm after the storm. Usually say the calm before the storm, but here it's the calm after the storm. It's good to feel good. At least content.